Today's episode, Secret Airfield of the Sierra. A bit south and west of the town of Bishop lies a very high spur ridge extending at an angle from the Sierra Nevada crest that has its own very unique appeal. Called Coyote Flat, the area is known for its jaw-dropping views looking straight into this jagged section of the Sierra Nevada mountains. The views of the Palisade Glacier area are particularly impressive. The summit region of Coyote Flat reaches over 10,000 feet, with much of the terrain relatively level. The area attracts outdoor enthusiasts who use a rough jeep road from Bishop to access this high alpine fairyland. Dispersed camping is very popular along this eastern Sierra gem. Coyote Flat's high elevation and reasonably level terrain attracted the U.S. military's interest for a number of years during the mid-20th century. Its remote location made a perfect spot to construct an airfield for the purpose of conducting secret experimental aircraft tests. Helicopter use by the military was introduced on a very limited basis near the end of World War II. Their strategic and combat advantages were quite evident, and the U.S. Army initiated an ambitious development program for the new flying machine with its military contractors after the war. In the 1950s and 60s, prototypes of a variety of the new whirly birds were observed flying in the airspace around Bishop and the nearby Sierra Nevada mountains. As technology and aircraft continued to develop, so did the use of Coyote Flat. The military, along with aviation contractors, began to use the area for not only testing, but training of their pilots and crews as well. In 1965, the military brought a huge CH-47, or more commonly known as a Chinook helicopter, and its crew up to Coyote Flat for flight testing. In 1965, the Army's High Altitude Test Command announced in an official press release that it had built a 3,000-foot runway at Coyote Flat to test the high-altitude performance of helicopters and light airplanes. The press release went on to state that a secondary site in the nearby White Mountains would also be used. The Coyote airfield was evidently closed at some point between 1998 and 99. As it was no longer depicted at all, even as an abandoned airfield, on a 1998 World Aeronautical Chart or the 2000 Sectional Chart. The property is now solely under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Forest Service, and to discourage landing by civilian pilots, the Forest Service has dug deep ruts into the runway and placed large white X's on the ground to discourage would-be landings. There's still a lot of interest in Coyote Flat by pilots, evidenced by a large amount of banner on the web about the possibility of landing there. But officially, the Coyote Flat airfield is closed, and now just a distant memory along El Camino Sierra.